for radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Tyler Kimenow serves it across for Wood River, set to the outside. Greener over the block, up there by Fisher. They get it to Heise on the left side, takes something off of it, and gets killed, number 25.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament in Ord. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Connor gets it up to Anderson from the 10-foot line, drives it over to Alexander. Carson, short set, middle. Peterson taps it across. Anderson saves it. And all they can do is pass it over on the star side. Ord free ball, slide right side. Going to be driven across by Peterson for the kill.
Up first, the defending tournament champion Kearney Catholic Stars battle the St. Paul Wildcats. In semifinal number two, the Wood River Eagles battle the host Ord Chanticleers. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ord with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show for high school volleyball tonight from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Kearney Catholic has swept St. Paul, and now we get ready for Ord to take on Wood River. And we'll give you the starting lineups and get this match underway after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The starting lineups are always brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. For Wood River, number two is a 5'5 sophomore, Alexis Burkhart. Number four is a 5'8 senior, Amber Willoughby. Number nine is a 5'2 sophomore, Kelsey Baugh. Number six, 5'9 senior, Morgan Heiss. Number 13, 5'8 junior, Kelly Bossert. Number three, Connor Fisher, is a 5'6 junior. The libero, 5'2 freshman, is Caitlin Herman. Head coach Peg Heiss, assisted by Darren Farland, 17-4 on the season, ranked third in C2. For Ord, they'll go with number 16, 5'4 senior Jerry Tuma, number 10, 5'8 junior Megan Alexander, number 4, a 5'9 senior Holly Heil, number 14, 5'11 junior Mickey Carson, number 2, 5'9 senior Katie Peterson, and number 11, 5'11 senior Molly Wellyak, the libero, number 3, a 5'2 sophomore Tiara Krumel. The head coach, Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callum and Jennifer Remered, they are 18-4, ranked fourth in C2. The only meeting of the year was way back on the 8th of September at the Ord Triangular or Beachwood River in Straight Seth. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, and the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready to get things underway here with the second semifinal. Ord has won the toss, and they will serve it across for an ace. And we are underway with an ace serve by Jerry Tuba. It clipped just a little bit of the net, but it was a very solid serve, and Tuba gets Ord on the board here, 1-0. Juvenile fires it away again. Into the back row it goes. Picked up there by Bossert. Pushed across. Eagles almost into the net. This matter is dug out by the libero and Krumel, and it flies over the net and lands on the ground for a point. 2-0. So again, the libero, who really can get a kill, gets a point there. 2-0. 2 minutes serve. Again, we play the best of five at the Fort Kearney Capers tonight. Overton defeated Eustis Farnham. Currently, Axtell playing Loomis. And Krumel will serve it into the net. So 2-1. In fact, you'll serve it away. Will be Alexis Burkhart. Now, Burkhart, one of the main hitters on this team, but obviously Morgan Heiss, who is just crushing the volleyball, had 27 kills last night. She's got 313 on the year. Serve across to Krumel. Right side attack by the Chanticleers is going to be deep and out of bounds by Megan Alexander. And we're quickly tied 2-2. Alexander, the leading attacker for Ward, followed by Nikki Carson. That's the 1-2 punch for the Lady Chanticleers, and Burkhart will serve it away at 2-2. Pass goes all the way into the rafters, run down by Carson and set across. Eagles will set it into the middle. Willoughby will tip it across. Carson with the dig. Here's the set by Krumel to the left of Nikki Carson. Takes it off the single block of Willoughby. Ball has to chase it down. Heiss with their first swing of the night. Dug out by Krumel, but it goes into the net, and Heiss will get the kill. Morgan Heiss gives Wood River a 3-2 lead after they dropped the first 2 points. Wood River, a perennial semifinalist, but they have had trouble getting to the championship game, trying to change that here tonight, finishing third and fourth the last 2 years as Carson gets the kill for Ward. And that'll tie things up here at 3. Again, we play the best of 5. In the previous match, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul 25-15, 13, and 23. Now Megan Alexander will serve it across again. Both coaches have a daughter playing here tonight. Morgan Heiss with the tip. Actually, we call her for a lift, which will negate a Chanticleer block. It would have been blocked down by Carson anyway. But since the lift was called, we'll go with that. And it's 4-3 Ord. And Megan Alexander to serve. And into the net it goes. So a service error by the chance. That's been 2 here in the early going. Tied at 4. And into serve is Callie Kimmenau for Wood River. Kimmenau will come in and serve for Willoughby. Play that back row. And Kimmenau serve. Puts it down the left wing, picked up by Katie Peterson. Set to the back row. Alexander will take it across. Kimmenau got a hand on it. Baugh has to go into the bench to get it back into play. And it's going to be passed across by Kimmenau. Here's Carson setting back row. Alexander again. It got over the net. Bosser kept it alive, and it will be returned by Burkhart. So Ward on the long rally goes to the outside. We'll get a new face here in Holly Heil. Her attempt is going to be blocked above. Heil will put it away. Heil's first swing, got an overpass, and she was able to drop it down 5-4. Lady Chanticleers. And she'll go back to serve Heil well, and Molly Waliak is back into the front row here for the Lady Chanticleers. Could be a rematch of last year's final. Ward can get through, and a strong serve. A lift called, ace serve or Heil with the ace. And for Holly, she is second on the team in ace serves behind Megan Alexander. And how about give her another one? This one they got a hand on to pass it out of bounds. And it is 7-4. Last night, Wood River, where we saw them play, Donovan Trumbull had a lot of ace serves, but they also had a lot of service errors. And let's see how that continues tonight. They've already got a couple. Here's Heiss on the outside over the double block. Heil with the dig. Carson runs it down, sets it for Waliak. She'll go back where it came from. Heiss has to make the defensive dig. They set it to her again, and now she'll put it away. Morgan Heiss, 5'9", really can elevate. Very smooth, obviously. Coach's daughter has been a gym rat her whole life, but has played her whole career here, and they have had some teams where she was one of the 1-2 punches, and now she is the number one punch. And back to serve it away will be the center in Baugh. Kelsey fires it across. Ward trouble on the pass, taken across from the back row, but it's going to work. Alexander got it over, and Burkhart could not get it to her center. And Megan Alexander with her first kill. First set, 4-8, Wood River 5. American League Baseball on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll give you an update in a moment as Carson swings it across from the service line. Heiss goes to the right side, and it is out of bounds. Carson had to try and get out of the way, ponytail and all, and did as it is wise. 9-5. In baseball, they go to the bottom of the second, Texas leading Detroit early, 1-0. Here's a middle tip by Heiss. She finds the opening of the bullet, and down it goes. Morgan with her third kill, and she was very balanced last night, getting 9 kills in each set for a total of 27. Now she's back there to serve, very dangerous from the service line. She led them there last night as well. That jump serve handled by Alexander. High pass to Carson. Right side attack driven over by Peterson. Wood River does a great job to get it up and then tries to get it over the net. So Peterson with the big swing, and that makes it 10-6 over. Now Katie will go back and serve it away. Picked up there by Heiss in the back row. Set a little off the mark. Flosser just floats it across there off the back foot. Krummel runs it down to Libero. The tip is going to be blocked by Flosser. Or does get it alive, though. Kaylee Pelton was in on that play. And a right side attack here by Connor Fisher for Wood River. Kind of a sloppy point going right now. Who's going to get control of it? Boss sets it into the back corner. Run down by Peterson. Carson sets middle attack. That is good for Ord. Kaylee Pelton. Ord 11. Wood River 6. Opening set here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Ord. And the World Wide Web, FlatRiverPreps.com. Peterson with the serve. Wood River with the set. Burkhardt gets it to the outside, takes it across Ord easily, gets it back across Alexander. Termination for making her second. And timeout number one on the floor. Wood River's going to have to make some adjustments here in the opening set of our UFLAC Conference second semifinal, Ord 12. And Wood River 6. We're back in a minute.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
In central Nebraska, the name to know for quality menswear is Brian Jensen Clothing. For generations, the name Brian Jensen has been synonymous with quality, value, selection, and most importantly, a good fit. With a large selection of jackets, tuxedos, and sports coats in stock all year around, plus big and tall sizes, Brian Jensen is your one-stop shop for what guys need and want in clothing. Brian Jensen Clothing, your men's clothing headquarters in downtown St. Paul.
Doug Bill, along with our producer engineer, Stacey Johns, back with you here at the brand new Ord High School Gymnasium. First year of use, and it is hosting the LUPLAC Conference. We've been fortunate the last few years that the gym hosting the event is either brand new or fairly new, and that is what we've got here tonight. Out of the Wood River timeout, Alexander on the attack. She's blocked by Bossert, but was able to get a fist on it, keep it alive. Back over to the Eagles. Middle attack going to be tipped over by Bossert. Ford has it in the middle of the floor. Carson back set well. They can't get it over. And a play for Wood River, so they do get the ball back out of the timeout. Last year we were in Kearney Catholic's gym. Been in Luke City's gym a couple of years ago, I guess. That's not that brand new. Gibbon's going to be hosting here pretty soon. Got them for basketball. As the attack by Heil is a huge, a Pelton unleashes one. And is passed back almost the length of the gym into the crowd. Second kill for Pelton. 13-7, right back over to Ord and Welliak to serve. Molly swats it down to the near side. Picked up there by Heiss to the outside. Burkhardt finds it open back left corner for her first kill. So Alexis, the first person other than Heiss to get a kill here. And Wood River's going to have that if they want to beat Ord tonight. Heiss has got to have a great game, but they've got to pass it around a little bit. Burkhardt's got to be there. Bossert's got to be there. Fisher and Willoughby have to find a way to get a couple. And now Fisher will serve it across. Set to the outside. Alexander near side. Kill. Megan got up there. The 5'8 junior elevated over the double block and went near line. Got the kill. So we made it through the rotation once, and Jerry Tuma is back in to serve it away here for the Lady Chanticleers. 14-8 the score. And Tuma's serve. Ace, Wood River didn't move. It was right in the crease. And that makes it 15-8. Lady Chanticleers now up by 7. Wood River seemed to have played so solid last night, it was effortless at times. Tuma with her second ace, but right now, some trouble, and they're trying to serve it at Heiss. Baugh, slide, Burkhardt, right side, got it down. Second kill for Alexis. And back over to the Eagles. Burkhardt to serve it away. 2-2. Got a couple of points early to give Wood River a 3-2 lead, but Wood River has not scored on their serve since she's been back there. So she'll try and get it going again, and she will. A serve. Two Chad clears, went for it, and they collided. Nobody was left to go get the volleyball. 15-10. Wood River's first ace serve, obviously. The winner will play Kearney Catholic on Thursday night. The loser gets St. Paul. Burkhardt back-to-back aces. She puts a little too much power on that. Breaks the hands there of the Chanticleer defenders. Last year, Kearney Catholic defeated Ord in five sets. Ord won the first two sets, and in three sets. Ord beat Wood River last year in the semifinals. The semifinals tonight, the exact same as last year. Ord went five sets to beat Wood River, and they were down 2-0 in that. Here's Heights with the termination. Fourth kill for Morgan. And Wood River's got a little something going here. They've cut it from 7 down to 3 with Burkhardt at the service line, and Ord decides to call a timeout. Opening set, second semifinal, Ord 15, Wood River 12. We'll be back after this break.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we're back out of the timeout. Wood River with run will end here on a service error, so that'll make it 16-12 Ord. Last year, Ord beat Wood River 17-25, 16-25, 25-22, 25-18, 15-11. So Wood River wants a little bit of redemption. They have not been able to solve the lead chance the last handful of seasons, as Megan Alexander will go back and fire an ace serve. And Ord is serving strong here early on. That is their fifth ace. This one at Heiss. Pass made the ball. Had to go get it, though. Back to Heiss in the middle, and she redirects it. Not a lot on it. Now the opening. Cut it across from right to left. And gets the kill. Fifth one for Morgan. Just watching her the last couple of nights. She just doesn't miss. And Kyla Kibbenhow will serve it across. Gets it to Peterson. Set back to Katie. Blocked up front there by Bossert. And then blocked out of bounds the second time. Morgan's going to get the kill with Carson. Nikki Carson gets her second kill. Happened so quick on the ricochet. Had a double check. That's what we'll go with. Holly Heil to serve. 18-13 Ord. And Heil serve. Missed handle and ace. Boy, the Eagles having some problems on serve receive. The sixth ace, and Heil has three of those six. Two for Tuma. One for Alexander. That was not that big of a problem last night. I don't know that Donovan didn't serve them tough. They tried to. Here's another ace, and Coach Craig Heiss has to call a timeout. She knows her team can't get anything done if they can't handle the serve. And trouble right now for the Eagles in the opening set. Holly Heil with her fourth ace serve of the set. It's 20-13 Ord, and we'll be right back with more Lutheran Conference Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com after this break.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus a $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Be up to date on high school volleyball tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Top seed Overton was a straight set winner over Eustace Farnham, but now Axtell and Loomis are going to a third set. Loomis won the opener. Axtell gets the second set. And we are back to action here at Ord with the Chanticleers serving, and Holly Heil gets it across Wood River. Finally, it will handle the serve, and that gets Heiss her sixth kill. A lot easier when you handle that serve and can get it to your big guns out there, and makes it 20-14. Wood River's going to try and get some of theirs. They've got a couple of ace serves, but those came from Burkhart. She's the only one to get a service point. Boss serves it across, and Ord trying to get the set. Stayed out of the net, but stepped across the center line. 20-15. And Baugh will serve again. Did we play the best of five here tonight? Baugh, a lot of top spin on that one. Alexander goes down to get it. Set to the outside. The lefty Carson gets the kill. It was left out by Baugh, and again, it had so much power, it sailed about 50 feet back across the court. Ord was looking to make sure that it was going to go out, and it did by about a foot and a half. And now Carson will serve it away, 21-15. Middle, Heiss, tip, kill. Ord has to set back with a big swing, try and get a block on her, and was not ready for the tip that time. So Heiss kind of staying on pace of where she was last night. Now she has to go to the back line and serve it away. Jump serve. She needs a couple here. Across to Eliak. Ord sets to Peterson. Right side. Block. Peterson one-arm return. Burkhart picks it up right by the net. Boss sets it to her at the 10-foot line. And it's out of bounds. But was it tipped? No. Very close by Burkhart on a tip or hitting the back line. But couldn't get either one. And it goes back to Ord and Peterson to serve. 22-16, the Lady Chanticleers on their home court here in the semifinals. Heiss to Baugh, outside Foster, who has been quiet so far. Takes it across, Ward picks it up, Alexander rolls it over, off of Fisher, it's good. Megan's fourth kill, 23-16, Chanticleers. Wood River cut up to 15-12, it's been a game of runs. Ward gets up, Wood River catches them, or at least makes a run, they haven't been able to catch them. Been back and forth between about 7 and 3 points, and now it's 7 again. And Peterson's serve is going to hit the net and just get over. Attack will be taken over by Burkhart. A little tame, and Alexander gets a good swing into the back row. Willoughby with the dig. Set this time Burkhart a little more on it. Back row dig that time by Peterson. Set up for Alexander. Near side attack. Another good dig in the back row by Willoughby. And it's tipped into that, and a block by the Chanticleers. Helton. Haley Helton with the block will take Ord to game point here in the opening set. And Katie Peterson will fire it away. 24-16, Peterson serve. And takes it Willoughby. Baugh runs it down. It's still in the back row. Boston has to pass it across. Free ball for Ord. Carson set. Middle attack. Helton down and good. And Ord takes the opening set. On Kaylee Felton's third kill, Ord 25, and Wood River 16. They take the first set of the best of five. Last year it went five sets. We'll see how it goes tonight. Back with the numbers in a minute.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Let's take a look now at the opening set stats that we had for you here on Classic Hits. And it was Wood River. Alexa Burkhart had 6 service points, 2 of them aces, 2 kills. Kelsey Baugh, 1 service point. Morgan Heiss, 7 kills, and that was it. 9 kills, no ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. For Ord, Katie Peterson, 5 service points. Tierra Krumel, 1 kill. Holly Heil, 4 ace serves and a kill. Kaylee Pelton, an ace block and 3 kills. Megan Alexander, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Nikki Carson, a service point, 3 kills. Jerry Tuma, 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. Ord had 12 kills, 1 ace block, but 7 ace serves and that's what dictated the opening set, 425, Wood River 16. Earlier tonight, Trinity Catholic beat St. Paul 25-15, 25-13, 25-23. They're now 17-1 and await the winner of this match. Will it be a rematch of last year's championship, or will it go to Wood River? The Eagles will have to rally. We'll see if they can in the second set after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service, and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Gooda back with you here at Ord High School, where volleyball action continues on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. Ord taking the first set from Wood River, 25-16. Now gets ready to serve it away in game number two. Wood River to serve with Alexis Burkhart. Burkhart got him off to a good start the first set, but they couldn't keep it going, and here she'll fire the ace. Burkhart with her third ace, trying to keep up with the strong serving of Ord. Ord was 7-8 serves in that opening set. Last night, Wood River, I believe it was 14-8 serves in their match. Here's a serve that's overpassed. Carson has to redirect it just to get it over, and it'll be swatted across by Burkhart. Alexander with the dig. Carson sets it back to Megan from just off the net. She is going to be on the line. Wood River peeled out of the way, and it caught the tape. Megan with her fifth kill. Again, she has 208 kills coming into this match. Carson had 127. Carson's hitting efficiency a little better, but Alexander with more kills on the team. And to serve now will be Tua. And Jerry, who had a couple aces the first game, gets this one over to Fossard. Baugh has to run it down from the 10-foot line. A block. The chance come up with Holly Heil. And block Heist. Heist not expecting that one. And Wood River discussing among themselves what they need to do or what went wrong there. Great block by Heil. Tula flips the net. Ford's done that a lot. They'll throw him off. Heist on the attack. Blocked again up there by Heil and Carson. But this time Wood River runs it down. Has to pass it across. Ford tries to get quick. Alexander. And she is blocked out of bounds. Megan Alexander with her sixth kill. And the Lady Chanticleers right now on fire. They're playing very, very well in all phases. And Wood River's just got to find a way, be patient, keep trying, get that momentum turned. Tuba clips and added over it. Tuba has perfected the kiss of the net. That's her third ace. 4-1, Chanticleers. Jerry keeps things up, make sure that one got over, gets it to Heist in the middle, set it back to Morgan in the middle, clips the tape, the dig is made by Sierra Krubel, set it to Alexander on the left wing, over the double block, Heist, nice dig, but it goes above the net, we've got a fight for it, it sets on the tape, comes over to Ord, Alexander will slot it over, chance here for Wood River, but they misplay the ball, and Alexander gets another kill, and Wood River calls an early timeout. Frustration right now from Wood River because Ford's got everything going their way. They won the opening set 25-16. They're out to a quick 5-1 lead in game two. Back with more. The Loose Lock Conference tournament after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Major League Baseball playoffs. They go to the bottom of the third. It remains Texas 1, Detroit nothing. Texas getting on the board in the first inning, and they have held on to that lead. They're already up 2-0. Josh Hamilton driving in Ian Kinsler in the first inning. You can hear that on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here's the Lou Flat Conference Volleyball Tournament. Out of the Wood River timeout. Board winning the first game. A quick 5-1 lead to the second. And Tuma serves it into the net. So the timeout has worked there for Coach Heiss on a couple of occasions. But again, a good run back at the service line for Cherry Tuma. And now back to serve it away for Wood River. Will be Kylie Kimmel now. Really the only regular substitution for Coach Peg Heiss. Carson on the outside, the left, he cuts it at an extremely severe angle and puts it inside the tee for the kill. So Carson and Alexander, the 1-2 punch, are getting it done for Ord. Alexander on the serve at 6-2. Looks into the back corner to Kimmel now. Baja outside, Heiss, left side, too hard, into the net. 7-2 Ord. Again, with all those kills, 27 of them last night, Heiss had very few errors. And she'll have to make sure that she doesn't press here. Try to get too many. You can only get one at a time. And a serve into the net here for Orr. So back over to the Eagles. And good crowd on hand for Ward. A lot of the Wood River fans kind of sitting on this side, too. But obviously hosting it here in Ord. They're getting the job done. Serve clipped, and that Wood River finally gets a break. Ord had three or four of those. This one goes down to the floor for Kelsey Baugh, her first ace. 7-4. And the serve. That one is over. Picked up by Krubel, but it's an ace serve. She couldn't get a good pass on it. Back-to-back aces for Kelsey Baugh. That brings Coach Alexander off the bench. Maybe adjust the defense here a little bit. Ford winning the opening set 25-16. Again, in case you're just joining us, first year for this brand-new facility in Ord. Beautiful. As the ball's over to Carson, tipped by Peterson, right back at her. It's on Wood River's side. They go to Heiss. She rolls it over the double block, picked up by Krubel. Outside, Heil, and she missed it. Point Wood River, they've got four in a row, and they close the gap to one. 7-6, and the Eagle fans now making some noise. And Paul, a chance to tie it up here. Early in game two, Baugh gets a good lunge at that one over to Alexander. Carson tried to get a quick swing instead of setting it and smacked it long. 7-7. So a couple of Ord mistakes, a couple of nice plays by Wood River, and we're going to get a timeout. So both teams have used timeouts early here in game number two. Ord won the opener 25-16. We're tied at 7 in game two on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Well, they come back to serve, and Bob fires it across. The Ord gets out of the way, and it was very close, called out. And Ord will get the ball. That was too close for me to even take a guess whether it was in or out. So Heil will serve it across. 4-8 serves already, but not there. And Heiss will get the termination and get her off the service line. And that's what Wood River needed. Morgan with her first kill of this game, but it is her eighth already in the match. And we're tied at 8, a third of the way through game 2, and Heiss will go back to the jump serve. Down the middle, Alexander. Tuma tries to keep it out of the net, and what she does, she passes it over the net, and Wood River's not ready, and it goes to the floor. Tuma gets credit for the kill. Tuma now out, and Kelly Pelton into the front row. Mickey Carson to center for Ord will go back there and serve it away. 9-8, Lady Chanticleers at Bossard. Set to the middle. Fisher tries to dump it over and gets it to Connor with her first kill. That's the first player besides Burkhardt or Heist to get a kill. Willoughby back in. Bossard to serve. And for the second straight night, Kelly Bossard just has not been involved as much as she is during the season, usually, and she'll serve it across. Carson set. They send the whole house. Peterson knocks it across. Wood River flips it back over with Fisher. Ward scrambles, and Welliak rolls it over. Picked up there by Heist. Set outside, and the tip still down, and good. Ward thought they dug it up. Our official said the ball was on the floor. Alexis Burkhardt with the tip. Good effort by the champs, whether they got it or not. 10-9. Bossert on the serve. Over to Wallian. Carson to the middle. Heil with the left hand. Slot down and give it over to a couple of left-handers. Always got to keep that in your mind when you go up for the block. And Kaylee Pelton gets the kill. Kaylee Pelton with the kill. Her fourth. 10-10. And Peterson to serve. Over to Bossert. Right side attack. Cutting it across to Fisher. Carson with the dig. Heil runs it down. Welniak gets it down off the double block. She's trying to get the ball returned and being a little taller than the Eagle defenders. Had it ricochet off them, and Molly has her first kill. 11-10, Ord. Game two. Ord won the opener 25-16. Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul earlier tonight. Here's a middle attack that goes into the empty attack area for Wood River. 12-10, Ord. Peterson, who put him on a run to end game number one. And is trying to get him on another run here from the service line. And Katie sends that one deep middle to Bossert. Good pass to Bob. Back row Heist. She'll fire it over. Big man Peterson. Carson. She tries to run all the way across the floor and can't get the job done. Got another kill for Wood River. And to serve it away again will be Connor Fisher. But this time, it's going to be out of bounds, and that'll make it 13-11. On the service error, it'll be Ward Volleyball. Tiara Krubel will serve it away. And Krubel again, Ward's going to get the ball down and good. Pelton and Heil are up to that net, 14-11. And Tiara Krubel serving it again. They've got five of the last 6 points on the Lady Chanticleer's side. Krubel stays in, serves, fires it down the middle. Bossert dig outside Burkhardt. And Burkhardt will float it over. Ward picks it up. Alexander off the double tip. Bossert wire up in the back row. Back row attack. Heist pushes it over to Peterson. Carson sets to the outside. Here's Pelton. Take by Bossert. This time it's Burkhardt. And she's going to go angle attack. Alexander somehow kept that one in play. And they go back to her. She'll roll it across. Bach, quick set middle. Willoughby tip across and good. Good communication there between Bach and Willoughby, who had that play set up as the ball was still coming across the net from Ward. And now Alexis Burkhardt, who has been strong, by far the strongest server for Wood River, tonight anyway, 14-12. And this one, a strong serve. Oh, somehow it's kept alive. Good hustle by Carson. And here comes Wood River in the middle. Another swing by Willoughby, up by Peterson. Carson tips Alexander. Alexander from number eight. 15-12 Ward. Cherry Tuma back in to serve. She has 3 ace serves, 6 total points for the Lady Chanticleers. Ward won the opener 25-16. They lead 15-12, game two, best of five. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Overton, a winner over Eustis Farnham. Axella Lewis going to a third set. Carson will take care of this one for Ward. A kill for Nikki Carson. And Ward is back up by four. This has been a very good rotation for Ward with Tuma serving and Carson and Alexander both up front with an opportunity to unload. Serve across. Here comes Heinz. She'll be into the double block, and the block is going to be made by Holly Heil. Her second, 17-12, and the final timeout will be used right here by Wood River. Ward up a set and leading 17-12 in the second. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, flatriverpreps.com. Out of the Wood River timeout, Ward still serving with Jerry Tuba. And here comes Heiss on the attack. It's partially blocked. They'll dig it up and go to Alexander. Across it comes. Heiss with a return. Gets the kill. Morgan Heiss with her ninth kill. Make that tenth kill, I guess, if my X is right. So 10 kills for Morgan Heiss, 17-13, though. They've got a little ways to come back here in game number two. As Kilmanow's turn to serve again, Ward digs it up. They're going to Carson outside. Hit the tape, it fell over. Boy, how many times has Ward hit the tape and got the benefit of it? It has been a bunch so far tonight. Right back over to the Chanticleers, 18-13. And the serve across by Alexander. Kilmanow comes to get it. Bossert. She finally gets an attack. It's just going to be a tip, though. Ward goes back row. Alexander to Burkhart. Overpass. Free ball at the net. Peterson sees it. Peterson kills her first of the match. And she's third on the team in attacks. That's her first tonight. 19-13. And Ward looking to go up two games to none. Has the serve across. Right into the middle. Wood River picks it up. Gets it to Heiss. Heiss out of bounds. And no tip. 20-13, and now Ward has opened it up again here as they have pulled away in game two up by seven. We were tied at 10, and it was 13-11, and it's been all Ward since then. Heiss on the attack, picked up by the Chanticleers. They go outside to Heil, can't get it over, and the ball now belongs to Wood River on the air. So Wood River needs something good to happen, and Kelsey Baugh helped them make it happen earlier when they were down 7-2. She got it to 7-7, but here she serves it out of bounds, and it's 21-14 Ward. Wood River was not near as many service errors tonight as they did last night, but that is their third of this game, fourth, I believe, of the match. Heil will serve, middle attack, Heiss wide open, back left corner, but she's deep. And you can tell that Wood River knows the situation here in game two. Heil serve, 3 points away from a 2-0 lead. And down the middle it comes. Picked up by Bossert in the middle. Heiss tip. She's blocked up front there by Peterson. Wood River is able to save it. And they do pass it across with a high pass from Bossert. Carson with a quick swing puts it away. You never know if he's going to set it or unload it. Most centers can tip it across. But Nikki at 6 foot could use that left-hand cannon and kills number seven for her. Second on the team tonight. 23-14. Heil with the serve. Bossert to Baugh. Right side Heiss. Take made on the back line by Alexander. Carson sets Peterson. Drives it across. And a good hustle play by Fisher to keep it alive. It is passed over. Ord will go back row attack. Alexander. Dig is made. Pass it to the net. Can't get it out. Gets the kill to Alexander. And it is set point. Set point here for Ord. 24-14. Kyle serve into the net. So back over to Wood River, 24-15, and Morgan Heiss will go back there and serve it until this game is over. She's got that jump serve. Needs to show some confidence here. Get a couple in. Good strong serve, Alexander. Overpass, but it's far enough over. They can't take a swing. Burkhart get it set to her. She'll float it in the back row. The pass stays there, and Ord can only pass it across. Free ball here for Wood River. Bomb, short set, middle attack by Bossert is going to be good, and Kelly gets her first kill of the match, and it comes at the very last moment here in game number two. And Morgan Heiss picks up her first serve on point. Another chump serve. Alexander handling it. Tuma sets, cars it outside, put it into her own net. Three in a row here for Wood River. So again, it would be an extremely big afterthought for Wood River to come back. But get 4-5, get some momentum, and Heiss sets that one too deep. So out of bounds it goes, and that will be the end of game number two. Ford has won the first two sets, 25-16, 25-17. And if you're a Wood River fan, let me just tell you that last year, the first two sets were 25-17, 25-16. Wood River and Ord came back and won. Wood River has an opportunity to exactly turn the tables around. We'll see if they can do it and look at the updated stats after this timeout.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Let's take a look now at the numbers from the second set here on Classic Hits 98.9. First of all, for Wood River, Alexis Burkhardt had an ace serve and a kill. Connor Fisher had a kill. Amber Willoughby had a kill. Morgan Heiss, two service points, three kills. Kelsey Vaught, four service points, two of them aces. And Kelly Bossert, one service point and one kill. Seven kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves. For Wood River, for Orr, Katie Peterson, two service points and a kill. Tiara Kruel had a service point. Holly Heil had three service points, two ace blocks, and a kill. Slide down to Kaylee Pelton, one kill. Megan Alexander, three service points, five kills. Molly Waliak had one kill. Nikki Carson had four service points. And Cherry Tuba had five service points. One was an ace, one kill. For Orr, 14 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve. Ward with a 25-17. And they're now up two games to none. We'll be back with the third set between Ord and Wood River right after this break here on Classic Hits.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brim's now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brim's Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. I have to make an apology right here. We had an error. Jerry Tula was given to us as number 16, a starter, and that is actually Sydney McKinney, and it has been brought to our attention, and we apologize for that. Sydney has the eight service points, three aces, and one kill in this match. So we apologize to both Sydney and Jerry for that. And Ord is up two games to none. And we will make the proper adjustments on our stats for that going on. So Sydney McKinney has been doing very well. And she will get to serve it away to start this third set as Ward goes for the sweep here in the Loop Class semifinals. Burkhardt is blocked up there by Carson. Wood River is able to run it down, pass it across with Fosser. Carson sets right side, trying to go to a slide. Heil didn't get a lot on it. Overpass Carson, able to put it away. And Wood River got to find a way to get something turned around. Carson with her eighth kill. But Ward has it all going right now. And McKinney to serve it away again. And McKinney fires it down the middle to Bossert, set to the outside. It'll be Burkhardt. Burkhardt rolls it off the block. Picked up by Carson on the set. Gets it out to Alexander. Her attack pass close to the net, but Baugh is able to tip it over. Now Carson with a free ball. Puts it away. Back-to-back kills for Nikki Carson. And Ord is up 2-0. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, it is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Another update for you. Axtell defeats Loomis 25-22. And so it'll be Axtell and Overton for the Fort Kearney Conference Championship Thursday night in Pleasanton. And here's an 8-3, 3-0 Ord. Not the start that Wood River was hoping to see. Ord winning the first two sets 25-16, 25-17. Last year, Wood River won the first two sets of the semifinals against Ord, and Ord came back and took it in five. McKinney serve here. Wood River trying to turn the tables, but they've got to get something going. And Burkhardt just got that tip over the net, and it falls for the kill. For Wood River, Morgan Heiss has 10 kills. Burkhardt has 4 for Ward. Nikki Carson and Megan Alexander each have 9. And Alexis Burkhardt to serve here for the Eagles. It clips the net and falls over for the ace. So she says, I could do that too. And that is the fourth ace serve for Alexis Burkhardt. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept the St. Paul Wildcats, 25-15, 13-23. Burkhardt's serve, another strong one picked up by Krumel, set to the outside, Alexander around the double block, Heiss with a dig, it's at the net, Joust is won by Baugh, goes up to Ord, Carson takes the swing, picked up by Bossert, tipped over by Heiss, Ord can't save it, give Heiss the kill, number 11. And we are tied at 3, so Ord gets the first 3, Wood River gets the next 3, and they still have the ball in the hands of Burkhardt, who has 9 service points in the match. Baugh has 5, nobody else with more than 2. Good, strong serve. McKinney goes over to pick it up, stays in the back row. Krumel has to punch it over as Bolivaro. Baugh sets. Here comes Heiss around the double block. Krumel, good dig, but it goes all the way back over. Baugh goes to Heiss again. Heiss decides to tip this one, and Ford is in the net. That ball was on the floor anyway for Morgan Heiss, so I'm going to credit her with the kill and make it 4-3. And Burkhardt, as she did in the first set, has breathed some life into Wood River here in the third set and fires another one down the middle of Krumel. They get it up in the air for Carson. Just rolls it across. Baugh sets outside. Here comes Heiss. Cheap block kick made by Burkhardt. Baugh, well, nobody helped her out. And it goes to the floor. Give the block up front there to the Lady Chanticleers. Carson and Heil were there. And make it 4-4. Back over to Ward on the side out to serve with Megan Alexander. She just drops that one right in between the two lines, and Burkhardt has to stab at it. It's passed over. Here's a slide for Katie Peterson. She'll cut it down. Second kill for Peterson. Ward 5. Wood River 4. Third set. Blue Flat Conference semifinals. We're back here again on Thursday night for consolation at 6 of the championship. Could be Ward and Kearney Catholic in a rematch. Alexander's serve. Picked up to the outside, Heiss gets a swing on it, and she'll put it away. Number 13 for Morgan Heiss. 5-5, side out. And back to serve it away will be Kyla Kimenow. Kimenow puts it in play to Alexander. Stays in the back row. Ward looks at each other. The ball falls, and Wood River will take the lead. And for Wood River, they did not have many of those in the first two games, and they're up 6-5 right here. Kimenow on the serve. Ward passes it into the net. It's going to be an ace for Kyla Kimenow, and it's 7-5, and that is the biggest lead at any point tonight for Wood River. They've had the lead by 1 on a couple of occasions, but now lead it by 2. Kimenow will try and make it 3. Serve across, picked up by Peterson. Set to Carson, 10-foot line, rolls it across. At Baugh, Fisher with the set. Outside swing, Heiss, good, to the back row by Alexander, close to the net, and Carson tips it down. Nikki Carson a veteran volleyball player out there, knows what to do with that volleyball, and knew that she had to redirect that one. And Orm now will get the side out, and Heil will serve. Picked up here by Wood River, and they watch it fall to the floor. Two passes, and then they don't do anything with it. Heil gets her eighth service point. Four of them have been aces. That ties it at seven. Another strong serve there from Holly sets up the point. Heil serve here. This time it's handled. Close to the net. Bond got it out of there. Tipped over by Heist. Collision on the Orth sideline, but they do pick it up. And it's spanked across there by Alexander. Baugh tries to get it way in the air for Heist. She takes a big swing. Full extension by Heil to keep it up. Alexander gets the kill. Great play by Holly Heil. Alexander, her 10th kill. And Orr has regained the lead with three of their own. And Heil still at the service line. 8-7. Orr up two games to none. And is taking the lead back here. Wood River now, a little flat-footed, haven't been getting many swings. And Carson keeps the pressure on with an attack. In the back row, it's going to have to be passed across here. It is by Fisher. Free ball here. Carson set us off the mark, but Weliak is able to keep it alive. Molly passes it over. Now Heist gets the swing, blocks it out of bounds, and gives the kill to Morgan. Fourth of this game. It's a little more in sync here than she was in the second set. And Baugh is back to serve it away. Kelsey serve. Floats that one down the middle to Alexander. Ord crossed the center line. They didn't see it. Ord has it on their side. And the kill is going to be down by Peterson. Katie Peterson gets the kill, but Sydney McKinney trying to set it and stay out of the net stepped across the center line. And Wood River wants to call a timeout. So your score is Ord 9 and Wood River 8. Wood River is down 2-0 here at Ord. We'll take a break and be right back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Doodle, along with our producer, engineer, Stacey Johns, back with you on this Tuesday night of volleyball. Loop Flat Conference semifinals as Nikki Carson goes back to serve and out of the timeout. It finds the net, so Wood River will get the ball right back. We are tied at 9 in the third set. Ord has won the first two, 25-16, 25-17, and Morgan Heights. Jump serve, strong one, but Alexander has been playing them very well. Right side attack, Peterson through the double block and gets the kill. Katie has awoken here in the third set with three of her four kills coming at this juncture. 10-9, your score. As the serve is across. To the outside they go, and Burkhart's going to get the kill. The winner here will try and snap the four-year run of Kearney Catholic as conference champions. Of course, before that, I think Ravenna might have snuck in there for one or more when they were winning the state championship and in the state finals, but Kearney Catholic's been on top of the heat for a while, and one of these teams going to try and change that as Alexis Burkhart gets her sixth kill, and Wood River retains the lead by a score of 11-10. Bossert is serving. Kelly, deep right-hand corner, picked up by Peterson, set outside for Pelton, and Kelly will get the kill. Get the kill for Pelton, 11-11. But the first two games were somewhat competitive until this point as well. In fact, last set, we were tied at 10. It was 12-11 Ord, and then they went on and won at 25-17. Sierra Krubel puts that serve to the back row to Bosser. Get it to the right side. Fisher, good elevation, and puts it away. That's what Wood River needs, a few more folks to take the pressure off of Heist and make Ord run around, try and get that block up a little bit more instead of just looking for Heiser. Burkhart, Fisher's serve. Alexander handles another one outside to Pelton. Her attack picked up by Wood River. Ooh, Willoughby twisted her ankle and had to tip that one across. Middle attack, free ball had it good by Holly Heil. But I want to see if Willoughby is okay. She rolled that ankle. Looks like she is. She's going to stay in there, 12-12. And back into serve it away, Sydney McKinney for the Lady Chanticleers. McKinney has been awesome at the line tonight with 11 points, 4 of them aces. How about 5? Another ace for Sydney McKinney. 13-12. It's almost like she's got a string on the ball and yanks it back right when it gets to the back row. There's not a whole lot. It's not a jump serve. It's not a crazy powerful serve, but it does have movement. Probably a trickier old man taught her. That's what I'd go with. Serve across and again followed for Wood River. The pass is off. The set is off and the swing is in the net. It is now 14-12 Ward, and Wood River has already used a timeout. Excuse me, I lied about that. They have used one timeout. They don't want to use another one. And they need to get the momentum back. Heiss out of the back row is deep. 15-12 as they're starting to drop over here for Wood River. Their back's against the wall now, 2-0. McKinney continues to serve strong. That's 3 in a row. 15-12 Ward, up 2-0. We're here in the third. McKinney, they let that one go, and it's out of bounds. So she does her job again, and the ball comes back over to Wood River. And back to serve it away, Alexis Burkhart, and she has done an outstanding job with 10 points at the line, including 4 ace serves. And Burkhart serve, fires it into the corner. The Heil overpass, Willoughby tips it down. It almost sailed over her head. Willoughby got way up there and then just able to get a hand on it for her second kill. And Burkhart continues at the service line, a chance to tie it up here in the second half of the third set. And the serve to the net, serving right in front of the 4 cheerleaders. Looks like most of the high school is out as a cheerleader here at the home of Lady Chanticleers. Service error makes it 16-14, and Megan Alexander now serves it away. Tries to go into that front left zone, but it's picked up at Heiss, puts it, put it away. Number 15 for Morgan Heiss. And back to serve Kylie Kimmena. Trying to force a fourth set, which would turn momentum a little bit here for Wood River. Kimmena floats it back, middle Krumel, pass close to the net. McKinney kept it out. Carson on the swing. Dug out, overpass by Wood River. Three ball. Peterson right there in the middle will get her fifth kill. Back into the front row. Molly Welliak here for Ord. And Holly Heil will serve. She's got 9 points at the line. Now, 3 players have went on long runs and got aces, and there is another ace for Holly Heil. That is her fifth ace serve. 18-15 Ord. And one more mini run by the Lady Chanticleers might be enough to send them back to the conference championship game. Heil at Kimmenau. Ball runs it down. It's in the back row. Fisher has to pass it across. Ward with Carson on the set. Back row attack. Alexander a little off balance. Picked up there by Burkhart. Middle attack. Foster drives it off the block. Free ball. Heiss and Carson met it with the block. That might be the point that finishes it off. It could have kept Wood River in it right there and cut it to 2 instead of 4 on the first ace block for Nikki Carson. Power on power. Heil serve. Boss, that's middle. Tip try by Heiss. Well, next there, Carson with the quick swing. Wood River picks it up and goes to Heiss on the outside, and she'll finish. Seems like there's about 3 Morgan Heisses out there. She moves so quick from one spot to another. And Wood River still in it, but down 19-16. But they do have Kelsey Baugh back there at the service line. And Foster, good one into the back corner at Heil. Popped it into the air and stays the back row. Just set across. Free ball here for the Eagles. Boss hits outside. Here comes Heiss over the double block. Overpass McKinney and finds the opening. It was too well struck by Wood River. And McKinney got the dig and ends up getting the point here from her defensive position for the Lady Chanticleers. Her second kill of the match, 20-16 over. Carson to serve. Hit the net. Falls over for an ace. 21-16. Timeout by Wood River, as Ward is on their way right now 4 points away from a trip back to the finals. 21-16 or to the third set over Wood River. We'll be right back.
In central Nebraska, the name to know for quality menswear is Brian Jensen Clothing. For generations, the name Brian Jensen has been synonymous with quality, value, selection, and most importantly, a good fit. With a large selection of jackets, tuxedos, and sports coats in stock all year around, plus big and tall sizes, Brian Jensen is your one-stop shop for what guys need and want in clothing. Brian Jensen Clothing, your men's clothing headquarters in downtown St. Paul.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball and your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, or at Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Major League Baseball, they are in the top of the fifth. Detroit is on the board. Texas and Detroit 1-1 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here out of the Wood River final timeout, Mickey Carson will serve it away. Kelly Foster with the middle attack is going to drop it in there for her second kill of the match and get the ball back over to the Eagles. He's going to run now, and Morgan Heights is at the line, trailing 21-17 and down 2-0. Heights, great jump serve, overpass by Alexander. Chance for the Eagles. They'll set it to the outside. Fisher, and she's just off the back line. I'll tell you what, every close play, every close call, every break, it seems like, just went Ward's way. That's got to be frustrating for the Eagles. In fact, to serve it, Katie Peterson, 3 points away from the match. Eagles set outside. Here's the attack by Burkhart. Dug out there by Peterson, close to the net. Carson stayed out of the net, but they couldn't get it over. And Wood River will get the ball back. Willoughby returns to the front row. Kelly Bossert back to serve it away. Down by four. Wood River trying to get one last run at him here and extend the match to Heil. Carson set. Willie has to pass from the middle, and the short set is down and good. 23-18, 4, and Tierra Krubel back into Silver Lane. The 5-2 sophomore libero here for the Lady Chanticleers. And the serve just floats across, picks up by Wood River, get it outside to Burkhart. She finds the corner for the kill. Alexis Burkhart, her fourth of this game, seventh of the match. Wood River still breathing, and Connor Fisher to serve it away. 23-19, 4, third set. Served by Fisher. Good one. Krubel just got it up. Now some communication problems. Has to be set across, and it's out of bounds. Point Wood River. 23-20. Ford does have both of their timeouts until right now. Coach Wendy Alexander doesn't want to take any chances. She's going to burn one right here. We'll take it with her. It's 23-20. Ford, 2 points away from the finals. We'll be right back.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud to of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Well, we could be 2 points away from the Misco Sports postgame show or 5 points away from playing more volleyball. Kearney Catholic, four-time defending champ, swept St. Paul tonight. And Ord is 2 points away from sweeping Wood River. Connor Fisher has just picked up her first service point of the night before the timeout. Needs a few more. Puts it across to Krubel. Carson to center. Gets it outside to Alexander. It's dug out there by Heiss. It's off the floor, but set across by Burkhart. Ford sets middle again. Here's Heil. Didn't get a lot of that one. Wood River picks it up. Goes to Burkhart. Off the double block. It goes into the back row to Krubel. Carson sets. Outside for Pelton. Drives it across. Wood River has it, but it looks like they can only pass it back across. Free ball here for Orr. Carson runs down the set. Gets it to Alexander. Got the off balance. Six to go. And it is match point. Ford, 24-20, and Sydney McKinney, who has been the top server tonight for the Lady Chanticleers, is in to serve it away. Match point for Ford as the fans come to their feet. And McKinney serve. Strong serve with the five Fossett. Boss sets outside. Burkhart over the double block. McKinney the dig. Carson tips it over. Down and good. The Chanticleers are back in the final. Ford does it again. As Carson and Alexander lead the way, and Sydney McKinney strong serving gives Ord their 19th victory of the year. And don't forget, these two teams could see each other again, as they are both powers in Class C2. Wood River was ranked just above Ord in two of the polls, and now Ord, whose losses this year have come to Wahoo, St. Cecilia, Concordia, and Kearney Catholic, will get another shot at the Kearney Catholic Stars. We saw them face each other in the triangular a couple of weeks ago over at Donovan Trumbull, which Kearney Catholic won in straight sets. We will be back with the Misco Sports post-game show right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our semifinals for the 2011 Blue Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament are in the book. Competitive, but straight set victories for the top two seeds in Kearney Catholic and Ord, and a rematch of last year's final where Kearney Catholic won it in straight sets. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Of course, Misco Sports started in Ord. They have been here for over 125 years and have been serving the community of Kearney on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And right now, check out the volleyball and football apparel and equipment sale. All now 30% off, getting the 2011 gear and equipment and apparel out. Still a lot of season left. Still can use it. Still can get ready for next year. Whatever you want to do, Misco's is there for you on the bricks. Well, let's take a look at the final stats here of the match. We'll do it after this timeout.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of our third set. First off, for Wood River, statistics-wise, it was their best game, and points-wise it was as well. Alexis Burkhart had four service points. One was an ace, four kills. Connor Fisher had a service point and a kill. Amber Willoughby had one kill. Kyla Kimmenow, two service points. One was an ace. Morgan Heist, six kills. And Kelly Bossert had a service point and a kill. 13 kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves in the third set for Wood River. For Ord, Sydney McKinney had seven service points in that game, one kill. Katie Peterson, four kills. Holly Heil, three service points, four service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. Kaylee Pelton had a kill. Megan Alexander had a service point, two kills. Molly Waliak had a kill. Nikki Carson, an ace serve, an ace block, and four kills in that set. 14 kills, two ace blocks, and four ace serves as Ord completes the sweep with a 25-20 victory in set number three. We'll give you the cumulative stats and hopefully have a chance to chat with Ord coach Wendy Alexander, who's making her way up. We'll do it after this timeout.
the most recommended by far. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You know, Max Kroger, you know, when you retire, you don't get the recliner that you requested. Oh, hey, we're back. Doug and Duda here with you, joined by head coach Winnie Alexander of the Orlady Chanticleers, who improved to 19-4 and get back into the conference championship with a straight set win over Wood River. And coach got a chance to see a couple of weeks ago over the triangular with Donovan Trumbull. Team played way better tonight. You served a Wood River right off the floor.
You know, we had a lot of things going on. We had three funerals that week and a lot of things going on outside the court of volleyball here a couple of weeks ago. And in the last 10 days, our girls have really found their zone. We feel like we're playing as well now as we have all year. This is a match for us. It's another match. We're just trying to focus on playing one point at a time.
Morgan Heist still got her numbers tonight, not as many as last night, but you were able to just do enough things, make her miss a few more times tonight than she did last night.
You know, she is a tremendous player. I would put her up against anybody in our conference. She does so much for Wood River, and, you know, your heart kind of has to hurt because I know her arm was hanging down low. I know she probably took 40 swings at the ball last night, and I would say she took just as many as that tonight. And so she's just a great kid.
Well, you look at some of the things that your girls did. I want to start with Holly Heil. My goodness, she was all over the place tonight. She got the crowd into it by going back in that first set, getting four aces. Then she gets up there and starts making some blocks. And when you got a lefty up there that can bring it like her or Nikki or any of the lefties, Pelton in there, and every time I got Heil and Pelton confused a few times tonight. But those three girls, when they can stand up there and bring it, and help Megan out a little bit out there.
Yeah.
A lot more balance from your team, but let's talk about Holly a little bit.
You know, at the beginning of set two, she came off and had two ace blocks, boom, boom, on Morgan Heist, and Morgan swinging as hard as she could, and that was huge for Holly. That was huge for her to be able to line up and put that ball down on their side of the court. And then she went back to the service line, and you're right, she served tough. And she's been one of our most consistent servers all year long and has put the aces away as well. So I was really pleased with how Holly Heil played tonight.
Your girls, and Kearney Catholic too, but especially this match, your girls, we talk about back row attacks, and when we talk about back row attack, it's usually just a setup there, but you have so much momentum coming towards the 10-foot line that those girls are flying through the air. They're hitting the ball at about 6 feet away from the net. That takes some good communication out there and some good athletes, but that might be a key on Thursday night to be able to do that against Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, you know, it's been a goal of ours to not send any three balls over. And so if we are out of system, Carson just has some good decision-making, and those girls in the back row have a lot of faith in her, and so they are coming in hard.
Sydney McKinney, what an ace server for you tonight. You have kids that need to play roles, and she's a server, a defensive specialist, and they don't always get the credit they deserve.
You know, Sydney McKinney from the serving line is just stellar. That kid comes up and sets that ball a few times across the front row, gets her assists in when she can. But game in and game out, she is maybe as solid and as steady of a player as we have on our team.
Tell you, looking at her background, I don't know how she could be so steady as she is, but what a great job by her.
Good point. Well made. If you're out there listening somewhere, we're talking about you.
Wendy Alexander, Ord Lady Chant coach, you get a rematch with Ord from last year's conference tournament final. Of course, there's a little bit of history between you guys. They've got you, but they've got everybody the last 4 years. What's it going to take to pull the upset?
You know, we are just going to try to really focus on controlling the ball on our side of the court. We need to serve and pass, and we feel like if we can serve and pass well, maybe get their offense off the net a little bit. You know, when you go against them at the net, they're taller than every one of our players, and so we need to try to get their offense off the net and then just control the ball when it's on our side, serve and pass well, just like any good team.
So now, have the kids got confused that there's fans sitting on both sides of their home court now?
No, I think they love it. They just love to see the sea of red.
Well, we'll let you get into the locker room. We'll see you Thursday. Congratulations on
thanks,
the win tonight, Wendy.
Thanks.
Wendy Alexander, thank you. War Lady Chanticleer, head coach. They win it tonight in straight sets. Let's give you the overall final stats of the match tonight. First off, for Wood River, I had Alexis Burkhart tonight leading the team in serving with 11 points. Four of those were aces. She had 7 kills. Connor Fisher, 1 service point, 2 kills. Amber Willoughby, 2 kills. Kyla Kimmenau, 2 service points. One of those was an ace. Morgan Heist, 2 service points, and she had a match-high 16 kills. Kelsey Baugh, 5 service points, 2 of the aces. Kelly Vosser, 2 service points, and 2 kills. For Wood River tonight, I had them for 29 kills, no ace blocks, and 7 ace serves. For Ord, Sydney McKinney led the team at the service line with 15 points. 5 of those were aces, 2 kills. Katie Peterson, 7 service points, 5 kills. Tiara Krumel, 1 service point, 1 kill. Polly Heil had 11 service points, 5 of them aces. She had a match-high 3 ace blocks and 3 kills. Kaylee Pelton had an ace block and 5 kills. Megan Alexander, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 11 kills tied to the team high. Molly Weliak had 2 kills. Nikki Carson, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block, and as the center, also had a team high 11 kills. That's the way it's gone. Alexander and Carson, the 1-2 punch. Board. I have the Lady Chanticleers with 40 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 12 ace serves, which is almost identical to Kearney Catholic's numbers tonight. Same number of kills, 1 more ace block, but a lot more ace serves for Ord tonight, and it'll be tougher for them to get that job done against Kearney Catholic on Thursday as Wood River falls to 17-5. They will now take on St. Paul in the consolation game Thursday night. That'll be at 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And then in the regular season, a week from Thursday, they're back home to play St. Paul and Gibbons. So St. Paul's going to see Kearney Catholic Tuesday, and then they're going to see Wood River again on Thursday. For Ord, they improved to 19-4 on the season. They beat Wood River for the second time this season. They'll play in the conference championship for the second year in a row against Kearney Catholic at approximately 7:30 on Thursday night. And then when this tournament is over, up next for Ord, they will be at the Elgin Triangular against Elgin, Public, Pope John, and Burwell on the 18th, and then host Gibbon and Ravenna on the 25th in a triangular in the Loup Platte to wrap up the regular season. And we'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Well, that's going to wrap things up from here. We remind you that at any time you can catch the podcast. By the time you get home tonight, it's up on our website at kkpr.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com, but kkpr.com will get the podcast up, and you can listen to tonight's matches, last night's matches, any matches from throughout the season that we broadcast here for you, either on Platte River or either on volleyball or football. Check it out, kkpr.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com has the podcast for you. In the Fort Kearney Conference tonight, Overton was a straight set winner as they eliminated Eustace Farnham. And then in the second semifinal, Axtell rallied after losing the first set to beat Loomis in 3. So that'll be the final. Overton and Axtell, the top 2 seeds advance in the Fort Kearney Conference. They're playing in Pleasanton on Thursday. And the top 2 seeds advance here in the Loup Platte Conference tournament. Earlier tonight, it was Kearney Catholic defeating St. Paul 25-15, 25-13, 25-23. Michaela Messel had 14 kills. Megan Anderson had 10. Bailey Sokolowski had 6. Mackenzie Smith led the team in serving with 8 points. And in our second match, it was Kearney Catholic, Ord defeating Wood River 25-16, 25-17, 25-20. Nikki Carson and Megan Alexander each had 11 kills. Holly Heil had 5 ace serves and 3 ace blocks. And Sydney McKinney had 15 service points, including 5 aces as Ord at 12 ace serves for Wood River. They were led by Morgan Heist with 11 kills. Alexis Burkhart had 7 for St. Paul tonight. I had 6 kills for Maddie Nyberg and Mercedes Lassen, 5 for Jenna Derner. You've been listening to the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, also in downtown Ord. In Kearney, stop by and get your Kearney Catholic gear, your Kearney High gear, Huskers, Lopers, whatever you want to wear, and 50%, up to 50% off shoes at the store, including summer sandals, winter basketball shoes. Check out the selection. In Major League Baseball, they go to the top of the sixth. It's Detroit 2, Texas 1, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And tomorrow, a doubleheader between the Tigers and Rangers, followed by the Cardinals and Brewers. We'll be back with you Thursday here from the Ord High Gymnasium as the consolation matches get underway at 6 o'clock between St. Paul and Wood River. The championship between Ord and Kearney Catholic will follow at approximately 7:30. For our producer engineers, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us and good night from Ord High School.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.